Today on Gardening in a Minute, handpicking insects. If pesky insects are causing problems with your plants, now's the time to develop an integrated pest management strategy. For large insects like caterpillars, a good first line of defense is to remove them by hand. Put on a pair of gloves, pull the insects off the plants, and drop them in a container of soapy water. The soap breaks the surface tension, so the insects will sink to the bottom and drown. If you feel squeamish about handling insects, ask a child to help. Kids are naturals at catching insects. Remind them to wear gloves and check the undersides of leaves, since pests often hide there. Handpicking insects is a great integrated pest management strategy because it causes zero harm to you or the environment, and it won't cost you a penny. For more information about integrated pest management and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pet waste management. It's important to pick up after your pet, even in your own yard. Pet waste can contain bacteria and parasites that can infect animals as well as people who spend time in the landscape. These microscopic dangers include E. coli, Giardia, and hookworm, which cause uncomfortable symptoms or even severe illness. Pet waste left on the ground can wash into storm drains, which empty into the nearest body of water and can potentially harm the animals there. The nutrients in pet waste also encourage weeds and algae growth and use up oxygen in the water. So when you walk your dog or let him out in your backyard, make sure to pick up his waste, tie it in a plastic bag, and place it in the trash. Never put pet waste in your compost. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, driveways and sidewalks. Most home landscapes include a driveway and at least one sidewalk. These are often made of poured concrete, since this material is durable, affordable, and relatively simple for builders to install. But a major drawback of most concrete is that it's impermeable. When it rains, water runs off the concrete and into stormwater drains, carrying potential pollutants with it. A more environmentally friendly choice for driveways and sidewalks is to use mulch or pavers on a sand base. These materials are porous, so they allow excess rainwater to seep into the ground. This helps to filter pollutants and recharge our groundwater supplies. By creating a Florida-friendly driveway or sidewalk, you'll help protect Florida's environment for generations of future gardeners. For more information about driveways and sidewalks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, heavy rain and plant damage. Florida is known for its sudden downpours, especially in the summertime. Rain brings needed moisture, but can also cause problems in the landscape. Heavy rains can damage tender plants, wash away mulch, and erode soil from around plant roots. Injured or dead plant parts should be pruned immediately after a storm to allow the plant to recover. If the soil is really saturated after a heavy rain and you're worried about root rot, help the soil dry out by removing the mulch from around plantings for a few weeks. Wait to fertilize until next season. Fertilizer won't help your plants recover any faster, and the next heavy rain will wash it right off and into the nearest water body. Finally, remove any debris so that it won't pose a threat during future storms. For more information about rain damage and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the roles of Master Gardeners. Master Gardeners are specially trained volunteers that help the University of Florida Extension Service by serving in a number of volunteer roles. Their most common role is answering people's questions about gardening, either through information booths at community events or local garden centers, or by taking phone calls at county extension offices. Some Master Gardeners also work with youth, setting up and maintaining school gardens or leading summer gardening camps. A number of Master Gardener organizations hold annual plant sales that provide support for future Master Gardener projects. So if you have a passion for gardening, consider sharing it with others by becoming a certified Florida Master Gardener and filling one of these roles. For more information about the Florida Master Gardener program and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.